Morning.
Sup. Wow, it's such an honor to get to speak to you all today. Welcome to all of you who've flown a long way. And for those of us from South Auckland, welcome to those who have driven a long way. I'll just get straight into it. I'd like to start by reading a verse that was actually, it came out in worship yesterday, I believe, as the Holy Spirit was leading us. Philippians 1, verse 6. I'll read it for you, since it's about serving, right? I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion unto the day of Christ Jesus. I am sure of this, that he who started a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. A lot of you guys who know my family, we had an interesting, quite a full-on start to the year, actually. By February, we had had 3 deaths in our family. And so the last one, which was in February, was actually one of our close aunties who lives here in Auckland. And the thing about, you know, when someone passes away, they're gone, but their stuff is still here. And so there was a whole bunch of us that were at my auntie's house. She lived alone, and we were packing up her stuff. And we were, you know, giving away, like, her glasses and her teacups and coffee mugs. Okay, I was taking those to my house. And so, you know, there was a few of us nieces that were really close to her and her daughter. She had one daughter. And we were going through her wardrobe, thinking what to do with their clothes. And she was a really fussy lady. She had all of her outfits. They weren't clothes, they were outfits. She had them tailor-made by this one lady. And we pulled out these dresses and we were like, oh, that's what she wore to my wedding. Oh, that's what she wore to your wedding, you know. And so her daughter was like, I don't want to donate this particular stuff to, like, the Salvation Army or Goodwill. I want someone close to be wearing these clothes because they were so precious to her. And then, so my auntie, she was about this tall and she was about this wide. And so we looked at the clothes and we looked at each other and we thought, oh yeah, Salvation Army, sweet. But you know, when we were doing that, we were thinking, man, I was starting to think in my mind, these things were so precious to her. You know, she spent so much money, but now it doesn't really mean much, right? They were so precious. And so thinking about that along the lines of, you know, the theme of our conference and what's next, we heard last night about how, what is next with every nation? What's next with us? And I was just thinking, you know, when God is leading us into a new season. I heard that said yesterday. I also heard that God's greatness is coming in us and through us in what God has next for us. But, you know, in that, we need to remember what's really important. Sometimes we try to go into a new season with some of the old attitudes that we had in the last season. Sometimes we try to enter in to the greatness that we know God has called us into, but we're still allowing the fears that we had last season to stop us from really truly entering in. And so I started thinking about this time last year, and I think I want you to just think about who you were last year, this time last year. I started to think about all of the things that God had taught me throughout just this last year. He's taught me so much in all of my other 20 years of life. But just if you just take this last year, there were so many times that I cried out to God in desperation and he came through. There were so many times that I prayed and God answered me. There were so many times that I believed him for something in a situation and he showed up. And I'm sure that all of you are the same. And then I started thinking to myself, with all of that stuff that happened throughout that last year, I'm a different person now. I'm a new creation. And so I wanted to encourage us, let's not go into this next season with those same attitudes that we had before. Those same fears that were able to cripple us, stop us from being obedient last year. Let's make this year different. I was just thinking about the other day, maybe about a month ago, me and my kids, we had gone somewhere and we arrived home and we drove in the same time that Ulu had driven in. And so he parked up his car. And you know, when you're on the phone in your car and you're the Bluetooth, it's really loud. You can hear the other person talking. Sometimes, have you guys ever heard someone at the lights and you can hear like the full-on conversation that's going on because it's in the speakers? And so the kids and I, we hopped out of our car, but Ulu didn't hop out of his car because we could tell he was on the phone. And I heard coming out of his loudspeakers this rich, deep voice of Pastor Richard. And he was talking to Ulu, and I was like, oh, business stuff, let's just go in. And then I heard my name mentioned, and it was Pastor Richard saying to Ulu, so we need someone to do a devotion for the Friday morning of the conference, and we were wondering if your lovely wife, Rowena, would think about doing the devotion. And so I was carrying my bags, and I heard this last sentence. And Pastor Richard doesn't know this, but I dropped my bags and I started doing this dance that sometimes we do when God asks us to do something hard. And my dance went a little something like this. There may have been some extra, you know, because it was on loudspeaker. I knew if I made any noise, Pastor Richard would hear, and then he'd be like, what, is your wife manifesting or something? And so I was standing outside the car just waving like this with all of my everything that I had inside me. And this is Ulu, you know, he's talking away to Pastor Richard, and he looks at me and he goes, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and all of the Southsiders go, oh yeah, it's a day in life. And I went inside and I was just hyperventilating and I was like, oh my gosh, he's going to make me do this. And then I, you know, this was around the time that God had been speaking these things to me. I'm going to call you into some great things in this next season. But you can't take those old attitudes that you had last year with you. Otherwise, you're going to stay the same. We can't be the same. We can't let Jesus die on the cross and pay the ultimate price and then us just stay the same. We have to, I mean, I'm not saying that I'm up here and I'm doing dance for joy, that I'm up here doing this devotion, but I shared with some of the sisters that I still feel the same way about having to obey God. I still feel scared. I still feel I don't want to stand in front of everybody and everybody look at me. I don't want to, you know, talk. But I'm not going to let those fears stop me from obeying God. Because I want to walk in everything that God has for me. And I want God to use me for everything that he has for me to be used through. And so, you know, I've been to these conferences. I've been to quite a few conferences. Every nation conferences, and we always have devotions in the mornings. And every time we have devotions, I'm one of those people who's sitting there with my book going, this is amazing. That person must have fasted for like 40 days up on the mountain, standing on their head or something, to get these amazing revelations. And I don't even, you know, I look at a mountain and I get tired. But you know, one of the sisters just said to me, just do you. And I believe that that's all God is saying to us today. Just do you. Obey God. Don't let the fears, don't let the insecurities, don't let the hurts stop you from saying yes to what God is calling you to. Okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm just going to pray. There's a couple of questions for us to just ponder over. And the first question that I wanted to put to you today is, for you personally, you can talk with the person next to you if you want to. The first question is, identify or think of at least one thing that you believe God is calling you to do that you haven't yet obeyed. And the second thing is, bring to mind at least one thing, one time that God has been faithful to you already, and write it down so that you can keep it in your mind to remind yourself that God will be with you as you obey and say yes. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to just get together as spiritual family. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in us, what you're speaking to us, and what you're about to do through the rest of this conference. Lord, we open our hearts, we open our lives, we open our minds, we open our spiritual ears and our eyes to you, Lord. Have your way in us. In Jesus' name, amen.